It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, welcome to the Roastcast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy. With me as always, Alex Bradford, AB.
Yes, sir.
We got some announcements. We're going to talk a little bit about that Bachelorette reunion special.
Wow.
We're going to talk about some of the guys. You're giving that a quick wow.
Spoiler. Loved it, Rim.
Did you? I was watching it and I was like, this is so far up AB's alley. I can't even believe it.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to apparently talk about that at length. But first, we have a couple of announcements. We have a couple of reminders and a couple of pitches. I don't know what the proper word is. First, big announcement. I saw Creed 2.
Okay. I see you, Rim.
I saw Creed 2. I see you, Rim. Pretty good.
It's on DVD. It's been out.
I saw it.
Okay.
Liked it a lot. Listeners of our other podcasts might know that AB inadvertently exposed me for not having seen Creed 2, even though I'm the number one Creed guy. So now I'm caught up in the Creed franchise. No, we could talk about spoilers if you like. Second announcement. We have joined a network, and as part of which we're very excited about, we won't bore you with the details, but as part of that, there will be ads served during the podcast. Some of them will be read by us. Some of them will be more traditional, quick. I'm sure you've heard them on other podcasts, maybe 15, 20 second radio style ads. And they might already be in this episode. I'm not sure yet. But we just want to warn you about that so it doesn't come out of nowhere. It's funny because back in December, January, we made a big deal about having ads on the podcast, and then we had like two. And then went like 10 episodes without having them. But now there will be ads. And even when you listen to old episodes, you might hear Rim and AB. If you listen to an episode from 2017, you might hear Rim and AB talking about a great sponsor. So be on the lookout for that. You got anything to say about the ads, AB?
No, listen, Rim.
You're a softening personality.
It's stuff that we support and believe in, okay?
That's a fact.
I mean, if you want to know and do what we are doing, listen for the ads, folks.
That's a good way to put it, AB.
Come on.
It's true, though, because when a sponsor... Before we read an ad for a sponsor, we have the right of first refusal. We could say we're not into that, or we don't think our listeners would like that. So if you hear us talking about it, know that it's past that process. Secondly, as part of that, we're also on Spotify.
Wow.
Finally. So if you want to listen on Spotify, we're there. Finally. Sorry it took so long. Next announcement, Bracket Group, AB. We've been doing this for a couple seasons now, I believe, or maybe just one, on this website, Batch Bracket. The way it works is it's a full season. First Impression Rose is the type of game it's called. Make all your picks before episode 2. The moment episode 2 airs... That's it. The brackets are locked. So you need to go through each week and pick. It's like when you do a bracket in your office. It's like that. It's not the ABC
game. It's like
an
NCAA tournament. You got to watch the first episode, though, Rim. You got to watch the first episode and then make your picks, or you're going to have a bad bracket.
Agreed. But you can sign up now. There's already 100 some people signed up. So we're off to a good start. there will be a random drawing, since we don't encourage cheating and this is a spoiler-free show. There'll be a random drawing among, what do you think, AB? Is the first top 15% sound good to you?
That sounds
good. You want
good.
More?
No, okay. 15's good.
Top 15% in
ties. Give it to everyone, Rim.
No, but I mean, you know, the NBA playoffs have like 60% of the teams.
Sure.
Top 15% in ties will be entered into a drawing to win a special Bachelor-related prize.
Hey, can we call for no one to have or even view spoilers? All listeners to, let's have a spoiler-free season?
No, they can't.
I'm talking listeners not even looking at them. Not just That's not insane. Telling us, that goes without saying. I want all of you not to look at spoilers. It will make your season better.
Oh, we can suggest that.
I'm suggesting.
But the fact is too many people, I think we suggest it every time. The fact is too many people like doing it. They're crazy. No offense, but
I'd like into the rose bag this week some people that have already looked at spoilers providing me some information on what benefits you get from it. Why do you enjoy doing it?
Okay,
I'm sure
I
there's
like
some.
That. I'm
sure
I like
some.
That.
I'd like to hear.
Text us into the mailbag 773-234-7794. That's off the dome, AB.
Wow.
That's off memory now. Text the rose bag, the mailbag. What benefit you get out of reading spoilers.
Remember the one time when you gave the wrong number for the mailbag?
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we got no submissions this week. Whoops. About seven. I might have just now. That's the number that's in my head. Whether or not it's right to be determined. Interesting that you bring that up, AB. I'm ready to reveal something. You may have noticed. Actually, might not have noticed. To comment on Instagram posts at Rosecast Podcast, you need to follow the account. Okay. A lot of people these days lock their account because that's a good way to turn lurkers into followers. We're not going to do that. Just you need to. AB's wide eyed right now. You need to comment. You have to follow the account. And here's why. This is a shocking reveal.
I don't know what you're going to say here.
Here's why. Some of our Instagram posts make it onto the Explore page, and they get a ton of views and a ton of comments relative to how many people follow our page.
Sure.
So some of our posts have, you know, thousands of likes, and we don't, and you know, hundreds of comments, and we don't even have 2,000 followers. So they're on. So people who don't follow are viewing it and commenting, and when people who don't follow comment, they comment spoilers.
Yeah. Good point. Do you know this season?
No.
Not yet? Yes.
Not yet. I mean, no. I think locking comments is the way to go. No one who follows us, because it says on all caps, spoiler free in the in the bio. So no one who follows us would comment spoilers, I would hope. Or who listens. Okay, B, let's quick talk about the Bachelorette reunion special that aired on Monday. Guessing a lot of people didn't watch this. What'd you think of it? First, describe kind of the first hour or so and what you thought of this special episode.
First 45 minutes or so were just kind of like a clip show almost. Let's go back. Let's look at some of the best moments from Bachelorette history. Let's catch up with some of the ladies, some of the bachelorettes, some of their big moments. Let's see what they're up to. It was great. It was a clip show.
What were some great memories that you were reminded of from over the years?
Emily Maynard with the get the fuck out of here. It stands the test of time. It's one of the moments I'll never forget till the day I die. Just seeing Ashley brought back so many great memories of her and JP. It's incredible. It was cool seeing some of the older ones, the like Bachelorette number one. It's crazy.
It was interesting to see a few in the short clips we saw, bachelors from like 2005, and you're just like, whoa, that's not...
the video, it's just like a different world out there with some of the early videos.
You think it's bad now? Yeah, not great then. What about the tour on the bus going around to the different date spots? What did you think of that bit, AB, with the super fans on the bus?
It seems, number one, that seems like something we should have been involved with. You bring Rim and AB on there. Think about if, so that one of the things they went was one of Nick Vile's dates went up
this
really tall building. I don't even know where they were.
No, it doesn't matter.
And Nick was there. and they all got to sit down with Nick. Nick's, I see your, I feel like Nick has topsy-turvied it.
Absolutely.
He's kind of become a person that everyone likes. Whereas at the end of his season, I feel like everyone hated his scummy guts.
Yeah.
Now.
I agree.
Now he's kind of like, he pokes fun at himself. He's kind of just like he's the funny guy of the series at this point. So they're all sitting down with him. Think about if you had Rim and AB sit down with Nick Vile.
Oh, God.
That's must-see TV.
Unfurl a scroll of questions that I have to ask him. You're 100% right, though. He has totally changed the perception of him. And I think people like his podcast. I haven't listened to it. Apparently, he's a good podcast host. He's funny, self-deprecating.
He's the goofball.
He's kind of just like... He's like the Bachelor Nation fuck up that we all kind of like. He's the guy he's our fuck up though.
We like him. we don't like all the stuff he's done, but that's our guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's very strange to see Nick Vile be like popular now. The one thing that I took away from this, because I haven't watched as many seasons as you, the one thing I took away from this watching the little clips is it is preposterous that ABC does not have all the episodes from every season available for streaming. It makes no sense to me. Why?
Some other shows I watch do the same thing, and I rack my brain on it hours a month just thinking about why they don't have... For example, the MTV The Challenge. You all know I'm a big fan of that. They have like four or five... There's been like 20 to 30 seasons now. And they're over 30. They just had 30. So they're at like 33 or something. And they have probably like four of them on MTV.com. Why don't you put the... I don't understand.
That's one of your best properties, just like it is with ABC.
Why don't you just put it all up? And there's not... It's not like they're waiting to release DVDs or something. I just don't understand. Why don't you have it all available at all times?
Fingers crossed. They'll be on the new... I just thought of this. They'll be on the new Disney streaming app coming in the fall.
Sure.
So that you can go from Star Wars franchise to Marvel franchise to The Bachelor. Rim and AB's big three. okay, what did you think? Now, they were all the super fans were surprised to be taken to the Bachelor. For some reason, they were shocked to be taken to the Bachelor Mansion at the end of this tour, which was the obvious only way this was going to end.
Where else would you end the tour? I don't get it.
And the Bachelorettes were there waiting for them.
All of them, Rim.
It wasn't all of them, was it?
I think so.
It was like 9 or 10.
All the big ones, Rim.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's a fact.
You know what this reminded me of, Rim? When we were kids, they did a NBA 50 greatest players at like an All-Star
that's
game
exactly
and they
what
kept
it
announcing
was.
People like Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and the names just kept coming. That's what this was like for me. The names, the Bachelorette names. I didn't think all these people were going to be there in one room at one time. It's incredible.
Terrific comparison, AB, and that's true. They did it in chronological order for the 50 greatest players in the NBA. That was 1996 or 97, by the way. I remember that distinctly. It was an iconic moment.
It's just a moment, just like this one that I'll never forget.
Who's your favorite then? You actually did a Bachelorette Power Rankings from the seasons you've watched. You've watched probably seven or eight seasons, and you did a top five. Who was your favorite that was there?
I'll give you my top three for my list in case people didn't see it. Now I forgot my own list. Number one.
You can change it up.
I don't even remember my list at this point. Who was it? Emily Maynard? Number three? Number two? Ashley, and number one, Rachel.
That was it. If you needed a reminder, you can go to our Instagram story highlights at Rosecast Podcast. They were all there, were they not? Emily was there.
Yep. All the most recent Rachel ones have there. Been there. Like at least the last like eight seasons. I enjoyed it. I could go for a full hour episode of just these women sitting around chatting.
I think this was a good move. They need to do this before every season. It got you excited for the season. It reminded you why you love the franchise, why you watch the franchise. And the super fans, it sounds crazy to say, but this show is like a cultural... People grow up with this show. Couples
Absolutely.
Bond over this show. This show is not an insignificant part of some people's lives. And it was cool to see... You know, some couples who had, you know, been together for 12 years and they watch every episode of the show together. And it's just an important thing. Even though it's a silly, dumb dating show with a lot of blind spots and whatever however you want to criticize it, it matters to people. And I think that was this special episode showed us that in a positive light, and I liked it. Anything on Hannah B. in Tuscaloosa, AB? Another first for the series.
It was interesting. I'm still nervous. I'm nervous about Hannah right now as a bachelorette contestant. She doesn't have her words under her yet, and I feel like I feel like Chris is going to have to, like, you at certain times Chris had to finish sentences for her and stuff like that. She just isn't thinking fast enough on her feet right now.
I think we've the turntables. Because I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous for her now.
And
you were
good?
The big Hannah B. cheerleader, and I was the doubter. And now I'm more confident after seeing that.
Okay.
She's...
Why are you more confident?
I can't really explain it, but she's... I don't know. I liked watching her on TV. That's kind of what it comes down to. Whereas before in Colton season, I didn't. She's funny.
She is funny, and she's... It's a charming nervousness that she has to her. So I can see that.
When she asked, they were driving in the car, and she asked Chris what kind of ice cream he would be or something. I mean, that's silly. And Chris was like, I'd say he was annoyed by having to have this conversation with her. But that's not something that other potential bachelorette candidates would ask. We're gonna see conversation topics, and we're gonna see things that I don't think other bachelorettes would give us, for better or worse.
I know she is a beauty pageant contestant, so what I'm about to say doesn't make much sense, but she seems like a more, just a normal person we're thrown onto the Bachelorette, to me. I don't know. I don't know how she did beauty pageants, because she seems really nervous with everything.
Did you see any of the previews? I know you don't watch previews. This was a little different. This is a full season preview.
Yeah, I watched some of it. I tried to avoid faces, not pay too close of attention to the faces. There's some good stuff coming up. One of the big moments that I noticed, Rim, was Hannah calling out all the guys at one point. Something that Rim and AB have been begging for from our...
Yeah.
She's basically like, none of you are asking me anything about myself. We're just having these stupid-ass conversations. So either shape up, or I'm shipping you all out. Roll Tide.
Yeah. Oh, I hope she says that when she walks out of the room. AB, I watched that moment in the preview, and the look on my, like, my hands were clasped tight, and I was like, oh my God. It was like when the new Star Wars trailer came out. In the end, it was Emperor Palpatine's laugh, and you're like, oh shit, what's going on? You're like, you can't believe what was happening. Hannah called out it was like, this wasn't we're down to five guys. This was like 15 guys on a group date, and she was like, listen.
This might be like night two. When she has this speech to these losers.
It's the earlier the better.
Yeah,
because that
absolutely
sets a foundation for actual conversation. Listen, if that works, we're looking at Connection City. If these guys shape up, we're looking at Connection City.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There are some stories about my father's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, Dad's retelling of the events of his life always bring me joy. And as far as I'm concerned, the best way to capture these stories is with Storyworth, which happens to be the perfect gift for Father's Day. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your father or father figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help choose. Questions like, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life? And what are the funniest or most embarrassing stories your family tells about you? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All Pops needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of each response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy Dad's retelling of the stories you already know and be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your father's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. A year from now, I know my family will be going through Dad's book together, laughing about the stories from his first job working as a theater usher as a teenager. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded more than 10 years ago. Give all the fathers and father figures in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Now, I don't know. I didn't get a great feel for a lot of the guys based on the previews.
No.
Did you watch that Facebook contestant reveal with Chris?
Yep.
A couple days ago? That usually doesn't reveal anything. I'm not even sure why they do it at this point. But do you have a couple that stood out, either based on the previews or based on the bios or the headshots? Side note, they just released the bios on the ABC website. Mm-hmm. Very late in the game.
Too late.
I feel like. Yeah.
Too late. Listen, you scroll through the, you know how we talked about it's all blonde white women on The Bachelor. Well, for Bachelorette, when you scroll down the list, it's all white dudes with a little stubble and a swoop haircut. At least 75% of these guys. So it's hard for any of them to really stand out to me.
I'm looking at the whole list right now. Remember a couple years ago, it was JoJo's season, the hard part with the with the buzz down to the scalp and the
I'll
hair, which
Gina
and I had. That's dead and gone. Okay, that was dead last time, but now there's no evidence of it here. Here are my top four, AB. Are you interested?
So this is top four. What does this mean? Obviously nothing.
It's not top four who I like. It's not top four who I like.
Who you think's going to do good, or is this just interesting people?
No, top four who I think's going to do good. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Number four, Jed. This is based on looks and anything I saw in the preview. Jed has a look and a name that would, I think, jive with Hannah. Nashville, Tennessee, singer-songwriter, naturally, Jed. Number three, Tyler C. Chris made it seem like Tyler C is Thomas Ravenel for anyone who watches Southern Charm. Okay, he's a young Thomas Ravenel.
And his thing,
he's wearing a peach jacket. It's a Flames jacket, but the look combined with the look on his face and just his vibe, you can tell Thomas Ravenel feels is what I'm getting from him. That's not good. That's not good. That means he'll go far, but it means he's not the most stand up guy. That's gonna be a home run with like 15 people, I think. Are you following along on the page here so you can see who I'm talking about?
I can't get over how much these guys look alike.
It's honestly jarring.
So when you have it up on, maybe not on your phone, but on your computer, there's three Matts. There's a Matt, Mateo, and Matthew, and they all look exactly the same with the same haircut.
Give them a chance to differentiate from one another, but... Yeah, that's kind of... Here's the reality. When you put 30 people together, when you put 30 people in their 20s of either gender or however, from any party, even if you have a ton of different... People are going to look like each other. That's just a lot of people, okay?
True.
Rim, defending the white guys with stubble. On behalf of white guys with stubble, a lot of us look like each other, okay? Nine, number two. Big Mike, Air Force veteran. From San Antonio, Texas. Now, the previews showed Mike and Hannah at the very least on a one-on-one date, and Chris was like, everybody, Chris basically said, everyone likes Mike in the house. That's a recipe for going pretty far.
It is.
You're not going to get in the conflicts. My number one, and this is based strictly on the headshot, Luke P. from Gainesville, Georgia. When I saw Luke P.'s face, I thought, that's Hannah's husband. A reminder, I haven't seen spoilers. So if people know the spoiler and they're like, wow, Rim got it right. I haven't seen him. I just guess it.
That guy looks like a guy that you would see at an Alabama football game.
Absolutely.
I will give you that.
He looks like he's part owner of a bar in Tuscaloosa, but it's like the classy one for the students. Any thoughts on the contestants, AB?
I'm not going to give you who I think is going to win because that's absurd. I don't know anything about
it's
these guys, Rim. I'm going to give you a couple interesting things that I saw. Number one, Mateo. Did you hear anything about him, Rim?
I didn't hear anything about anyone, no.
Okay, well, he's a sperm donor who has fathered 114 kids. I don't even know if that's true. How is that possible?
I saw that on, it was in like New York Magazine or something. Yeah. Like, oh God.
114. How?
That's, we can explain how, AB, but that's not why our people listen to the show. But yeah, that's strange. That's weird. It's just strange. To my knowledge, I don't know anybody who's a rigorous sperm donor is how I would describe that production.
Good point. Connor S, he's a Justin Bieber fan. So that means I'm a fan of his. Okay.
Still. Okay. Interesting.
We had some interesting jobs out there. There were a couple interesting jobs. One thing I noticed is there were a lot of boring jobs too. A lot of like finance people and not your normal.
Spoiler alert, the guys with the boring jobs or the nondescript jobs will not have those. They're not planning to keep those after the season. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have Ryan. And so I'm going to give you the interesting jobs here, Rim. Ryan, he's a roller boy. Okay.
Does that mean like a server at Sonic?
I don't fully know what that. What popped in my head right away was like roller derby, but I don't even know if guys do roller derby anymore. So it might be a Sonic.
That would be sweet.
Waiter. Yeah. I don't know. You had a couple pilots. Two pilots, in fact.
Two pilots.
Matt and Chasen. Then you had Thomas, an international basketball player.
I saw that he played at UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Wow. Okay. And then you had Hunter, a pro surfer. So that's interesting.
Cool. That's cool.
That's really cool.
The thing about occupations is a lot of times they put weird ones on here to kind of get the people talking, and then they're gone night one.
Yeah.
And or they never really reference it.
They don't talk about
throughout
it. Yeah.
The season.
Sure.
Another one I want to call out here. Darren, his last name is Blaylock. He's Mookie Blaylock's son.
Really?
Yes.
That's one of the most interesting things that's ever come out of your mouth.
Palms up, okay? Bend at the
former college
knees
athlete.
The waist. Yes.
Wow. He's also the one who's a video game nerd. Ranked champion in Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero.
That's people play that competitively?
I guess.
Come on. Come on. Okay. Well, that Darren's an interesting guy then, to say the least. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. Looked like I cut you off. You go, hey, Rim. And I was like, and then I did my Darren bit. Okay.
No, I just saw John Paul Jones. I don't know if you got a feel for that guy. It sounds like he only goes by his full name, John Paul Jones.
Full. I thought about putting him in my top four. If I would probably let us put him at five. John Paul Jones. Name alone.
Five to do
and
what?
Go for it. John Paul Jones is I don't know. Is he from the South? Fact of the matter is, guys from the South have a huge advantage.
He's from Maryland.
Another thing I noticed, there might be five or six or seven Chicagoland guys in here.
Are there?
Maybe more. And I think they're trying to recapture the Grocer Joe lightning in a bottle situation by just throwing a bunch of Chicago guys in there. Not going to work, but it's admirable to say the least. Anything else you want to say about the season, the episode, expectations, predictions? reminders that we may have forgotten.
You have mostly early to middle 20s guys. The oldest person on here.
Sure.
Age, yep. Yeah. The oldest person is Joey at 33.
How old's Hannah? 26?
I think she's like 24.
24. September 24th, 1994.
Yep.
Okay. So the ages, you're good with ages or not good?
I'm good with ages.
They're good relative to her.
Absolutely. I'm good with ages. Okay. Joey is a little old. I don't see him making it far at 33.
Sad but true. We've said this before. We would like leads more advanced in years. AB, what's your take on the ethnic representation? To be expected, disappointed, heartened? You can't be heartened.
No, definitely not heartened. Let's see here. Let me do a quick count. 1, 2, 3.
There's some ambiguousness in there as well.
I'm including them. 6, 7. I count 7, Rim.
Out of 30? Okay.
That's not good. It's not terrible, though, okay? It's not... It's better... It's about what I expect at this point.
You've been watching the show for a long time, so you compare it to the old years where there were years with zero.
They
so
had pictures,
your bar is still pretty low.
It was like a year ago, we went back and looked at old cast pictures. And if you go back and look at, like, Bachelor 1, it's legitimately zero people of any color. All white people. So, listen, 7, I'll take it. Moving in the right direction.
My point was, people who are newer to the franchise are appalled by this. But AB's like, no, good stuff. We're good. This will do.
This will work.
Pat on the back, ABC. Golf clap. Okay. Anything else, AB, before we wrap up here? This went about 20 minutes longer than I expected.
Nope. I don't think so.
Again, our next episode, recap of Hannah's first night, The Limo Rivals, all that, drops on Tuesday, probably evening. Side note, I emailed some people, okay, trying to get us early access to the show so that because other podcasts have this
early access,
and they release their recaps immediately after the show airs, and you go, how'd that happen? Well, it's because they have early access to shows.
Sure.
If we had that, folks would be releasing them right away. No response.
Wow.
Sad. Very sad. So we'll see. Maybe we'll see what we can do. But for now, our next episode comes out on Tuesday. Please follow us on social media. The social media matches now. It's Rosecast Podcast, wherever you look. And yeah, subscribe, share.
One
all
thing
that stuff.
I forgot,
listen,
Rim,
on Spotify. Go ahead.
We got to get to Rama Jamas, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I thought that too.
We got to get to Rama Jamas. I can't believe I skipped over that. It's a place right up our alley. They sat down and had like a 30,000-calorie breakfast.
Yes. The place looked amazing.
Wow.
I wish they would have shown it in relation to the
stadium.
Remember, they'd be huge tailgate guys?
Yeah,
huge college football morning stadium around the stadium guys. If it's real close to the stadium, that place would be...
They said Chris made it sound like you could see it from the window he was looking out. So, wow. Rama Jamas.
Alabama LSU. All right, I'm going to look at the schedule. As soon as they showed that, I go... That place looks amazing. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.